So now, the shiny we're addressing is, what is, we had here, we explained last week the differences, the different levels of, there's Teva, Nes, Niflois, and then Niflois Zdelis, right? And what is Niflois Zdelis is? Niflois Zdelis is, there's two Purushim in Niflois Zdelis. The Purush of Tzemach Tzedek is that the very fact that this is an open nest and it can be, and it can be buried in Teva, we shouldn't recognize it, that is Niflois Zdelis, because it outdoes every nest. In the aspect that it's buried, that means the reason why it's doilis is because it's buried and it's an openness and we just don't realize it. Then the Rebbe adds to that, this is on this page here, on the third page, actually, on the third page on the top, that not only the Nifloid's doilis is big because it's buried, no, the actualness itself is greater. And this is I'm sure you raised your question last time. We just sent the whole correction. This has to be corrected. Okay? I sent the whole piece to you. Okay, fine. So now, the question is, if once we understand that the flow of is something which is beyond any miracle, it's not only, in other words, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, who says it's a buried miracle, that means that the flow of are happening always, in Zman HaGolos continuously, because we're not aware of it, and the whole Chiddush of the Asad Lavi will be that we are going to become aware of the Nis of Nifloi Zdelis, which we're currently not aware of. But according to the Rebbe's Pshat, the Rebbe answered that the Nis itself is going to outdo any Nisim we know of till today, even those of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Therefore, according to the Rebbe, this is something new which is going to happen only Asad Lavi. And nevertheless, the Rebbe in this Sikh of Chav Ches Nissen, the Sikh is earlier, the Rebbe is saying to us that the Rebbe has already shown us in the Nifloas Gdolos. So what did it mean? And the Rebbe also spells out, what are these in the Nifloas Gdolos? The fact that Saddam gave back a few captives to America. And that is, we're going to get to this soon, because the Rebbe spells out very clearly, in detail, and breaks it down. We're going to see it. We're going to get to it eventually. So, and what is in the Nifloas Gdolos? These are normal events, right? Fine. So now, the Nakuda of the answer, this which we're going to get to, is that the only way we can identify with what the Rebbe is saying is we have to change our thinking. We have to change our thinking from Tov Shein Yud. And for the Rebbe from Tov Shein Yud has been telling us that we have to change our thinking from Bria Sa'olam or from Matan Torah, wherever you want. And that is how we will realize that it's all actually in our course. Once we change our thinking, we'll see the realization of all the promises of the Torah. Okay, so that is the Nekudah which we're going to get to. But anyways, here we're starting off here with the Rebbe's of Shabbos Agadol. You have it here on line 10 on the third page. It's the page in front of you, right? Line 10. So we did this last week, that the Rebbe says that Shabbos Agadol is not a Nes, right? That is on line 10 to line 15. Shabbos Agadol, it's highlighted lines 14 and 15. The Shabbos of God is not a nest, not even like Purim. Purim is, we're told, the nest Melubish in Teva. Shabbos of God is not a nest. Why is it not a nest? Because after the Bechayrim had so many makas, they were scared of their lives, so of course they wanted the Yidden to leave, right? So the fact that they went to fight with the elders of Mitzrayim, that they should release the Yidden, is not a nest at all. That's what the Rebbe says there. Then if Kitasukas Chedikid Beis on line 20, you have the Rebbe says Shabbos Gadol is a nest which is no greater nest than Shabbos Gadol. See that? Right? Right?
How could it be though?
Baruch Hashem, wonderful. That's what we're going to get to.
Okay? Is like the context of the sikhs different?
No,
like
so take the two sikhs yourself. I don't remember the sikhs offhand. The sikhs are not, contexts are not different, nor you'll find indication in both sikhs to the other point, to the opposite point. In both sikhs you'll find indication to the both opposite points. But I brought two sikhs because this sikha highlights this fact more, and this sikha highlights this fact more. That's why I brought these two sikhs, just to make it clearer. Right? So, the Rebbe doesn't address it as a stir. I'm just bringing it away. If we want to understand what the Rebbe is saying, the Chayre is mamish an open contradiction, right? Yeah, okay, that's the point we're getting to. Now, we go over to the next page. Rebbe David, you go over to the next page. Is it fine so far? Rebbe David? Yeah. We go over to the next page. This is, on the first line, it's very important. Because here the Rebbe says, Here the Rebbe is writing, here the Rebbe explains why, and this is the important point, why is Shabbos HaGodol a greater ness than everything else? The Rebbe explains, because here the Yidden did not defeat their opponents. By Purim, by Kriyas Yam Suf, the opponent was defeated, right? Haman was hung, etc., etc. Same thing by Kriyas Yam Suf. But here, the opponent, opposition, went along with the Yidden. So regardless of the fact, the fact that they went along with opposition, they went along with the Yidden, because they had received so many makas before, that does not make the difference. The bottom line is they went along with Yidden, and that is why it's a greater ness than everything else. Now, what are the big ness when you go along with Yidden? This is what we're going to get to, and this is an akuta which the Rebbe is telling us year after year, and the Rebbe is telling us we have it everywhere. The Rebbe keeps on explaining to us that this fact that that Goyim, the world, is going along with our program is beyond all Nisim. We know of Nisim. No, when the world goes along with us, with Yidden, it's greater than all Nisim. And this is what we're going to try to understand why is it greater than all other Nisim. And, okay. Now, there's one point here which I just want you to see on line one over here. The Rebbe says that Shabbos HaGodol is a greater Nisim Purim. Right? Why? Because Purim also, the Goyim were defeated. Right? Now, just to bear in mind, the fact, this what the Rebbe is saying, that Shabbos HaGodol is a greater ness than all other Nisim, is one of the Mekoyedus of that is going to be a Maimer, which, of Lukut HaTeir, which speaks about Purim. Purim, the Teir Er explains this concept about, this concept that the enemy was not defeated, he was not broken, but the enemy went along with the Yidden, it comes from Teir Er, and Teir Er says it about Purim, but nevertheless, I just want you to see that here the Rebbe says, no, Purim then was defeated. Okay? This is, you raise this, or someone else raised it, right? Okay, fine. Let's go. Rebbe David, are you with me? Now, let's go further. Here in the next lines, it's all the same thing, but the Rebbe said that Shabbos HaGodol is a greater ness than all the other Nisim. Now, this is, I think, where we're up to. We're up to line 17. Okay, now, the same thing we see by Shabbos HaGodol, where the Rebbe says, the same thing we see by Shabbos HaGodol, the Rebbe says that Shabbos HaGodol is a greater ness than other Nisim. The same thing that we see by Shabbos HaGodol, the Rebbe says two opposite things. For one hand, the Rebbe says it happened up with Teva. And the other hand, the Rebbe says it's a greater ness than all the other Nisim. So we're going to see the same thing here by Yutes Kislev and Yudbeis Tammuz. And Yutes Kislev and Yudbeis Tammuz, it's even the Rebbe brings out the point much more than by Shabbos HaGodol. So here you have in Yutes Kislev and Yudbeis Tammuz, you have on line 19, where the Rebbe says very clearly that Yutes Kislev, Yudbeis Tammuz is like Chanukah and Purim. On 9:19, Yutes Kislev, Yudbeis Tammuz said the Rebbe is just like Chanukah Purim. Just like Chanukah Purim with Melubish and Teva. So same thing, Yutes Kislev and Yudbeis Tammuz with Melubish and Teva. The same thing, right?
Hey, Chanukah was not Melubish and Teva. Like.
The Nes HaNedus was not, but the Melchoma was Melubish and Teva, okay? Yeah. No, okay, fine. Very good. So now, let's go. Now, first let's go over to Yutes Kislev. Yutes Kislev, you have a line. Let's go over right to the next page. Here the Rebbe is dividing, and this is Sikha about Yutes Kislev, and the Rebbe is dividing all Nisim into three categories. So we go over to the next page. You have, let's go to line 5. The lowest category in Nisim is Nesim Lubish and Teva like Purim, right? The next category is a ness, which is a golidikin ness, it's an open ness, but nevertheless it has some association with Teva. And the Rebbe gives an example.
Ness of Purim was recognized, it was a ness.
It was Melubish B'Darkei Teva. So here we're talking about Nisim, we're not talking about Teva. Let's have it too. The Rebbe is talking about three categories.
I'm saying like there's Ein Bala Ness, Smach, and Benisa, that's even lower than.
The Rebbe doesn't touch on the point here in the Sicha.
Okay.
The Rebbe doesn't touch on, we're talking about, the Rebbe doesn't touch about, on the point of Ein Bala Ness, Smach, and Benisa. Here we're talking about Nisim and Teva.
That's the highest one, the Ein Bala Ness, Smach, and Benisa though.
Ein Bala Ness, Smach, and Benisa, that defies all the categories dividing Teva from Ness, right? That break is that sort of, that is contrary to everything. Here the Rebbe is talking about Nes and Teva.
Okay.
In Nes itself, there's three categories. One category is Purim, which is Melubish and Teva. The next category is a Nes, an open Nes. But nevertheless, it has some association with Teva. And the Rebbe gives an example. When they came to Yerichai, and they circled Yerichai, and the walls fell down. And then they had to go fight with all the goyim ibrich, that they fight a war. So that is an, so there was melubish teva, they had to go for war. A war is teva.
Okay.
Then the fact that the walls fell down, that was a nes. And then the Rebbe has another example, Mechemes Midyon, and then the third example on 9/11, when the Alter Rebbe told someone to take a drink of, have a shmatzah shmura, and he got healed. So the Rebbe says it had an echizah b'teva. That was a nes, but it had an echizah b'teva. Then we have the third category, on 9/13 and 14, where the Rebbe brings example from Chizkiyah, his Sancheiriv's army was defeated while Chizkiyah was sleeping on his bed. He was sleeping on his bed, and the whole army was defeated. So that is a nes, an open nes, because there was no achizah b'teva. Chizkiyah didn't do anything to help himself, and he was safe.
Actually, it was B'tochan, and as Mittal Rebbe explained, it's Hashem answered him not because of his merit, but merit of David.
So the merit doesn't make a difference. Who's merit? We're talking about what the nest is. Who cares whose merit it was? They're talking about the nest. The second Nukud, he just now said, the first Nukud, he just said, it was B'tochen. So you have over here, in line 13, I just put it in from the order of the Sikha. The Rebbe says what you just now said. Okay? Tofrich and Dalet. So it doesn't make the nest less, right? It's open nest. Yes. Right, okay, fine. Let's say that. Now, that is the three categories of Nissen, right? Then we have the here the Rebbe is talking about Yutes Kislev. Yutes Kislev, the Rebbe says, come to Yutes Kislev. The Rebbe says, the Loshon of the Alter Rebbe is Higdil v'Hifli, Hifli v'Higdil Lasis Boretz. So here the Rebbe says that this was a gedder of Hifli. That means at the highest category of Nes. L'mayim etabel gamri. Now, if that is a contradiction, if that sort of contradicts what we just said before, that here the Rebbe divides Nisim into three categories and put him in the lowest category, and now he's telling us that Yudas Kislev is from the highest category. And we just learned before, which the Rebbe says in many places, that Yudas Kislev and Yudas Tamas is the same thing as Purim and Hanukkah, right? So the Cheder, this is a sort of contradiction. It's the same thing, the same type of contradiction we have by Shabbos Godel, we find the same thing by Yutes Kislev. Now, just continue, the Rebbe himself actually bevorns this shayla in the Sikha there. And the Rebbe explains the line 18 to 19 that even though the nest of Yutes Kislev was from the highest category, nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe said the Hifli the Higdel was Ba'oretz, because he brought it down into Teva. So what's the Rebbe telling us now? The Rebbe is now telling us something new. The three categories of Nisim. Yutes Kislev belongs to the highest category, but nevertheless it's something unique by Yutes Kislev that the Alter Rebbe took this Ness of the highest category and put it into Teva. Right? So now this answers why we find sometimes the Rebbe says Yutes Kislev is the same category as Purim, because Alter Rebbe took this Ness and put it into Teva. Right?
Wait, why do you have to say that it's like the level of Hifli coming into Teva? Why can't you just say it's Mukhatkhil of the Indian of that it's just
Purim?
Like,
so that is
just what, like Purim.
So this is exactly what we're going to get to. So here in this Sikha, that's why I quoted these words, because the Sikha is very concise. The words of the Sikha are very concise. So we soon we're going to come to Yud Beis Tamuz, where the Rebbe explains, says the same thing, but there the Rebbe explains himself more, much more. Here in Yitzchak Kislev, the words are very short, and the Rebbe says, no, this is a very common shayla we just now asked. People learn the Sikh always ask, where did the Rebbe say, why did they put it in the category of the highest category? He could have said right out, the same thing as Purim. Now, this is a very common shayla. It's a very common shayla.
It's like,
people learn
the Sikh. They will recognize the Indian of Hifli.
So then could what the Rebbe says, look at the Rebbe says here, on order 48. It's the same thing what he says in the Pnim. Because the goys came to recognize a nest. That is what the Rebbe is. That is because the goys come to agree that this was a nest, that shows it's the highest category.
But he just, like, takes it for granted that it's Hifli.
The Alter Rebbe said it's Hifli. In other words, the only way the...
Recognize that this is Ness with
you. This was the Alter Rebbe writes in the letter.
Wait, where so is the Alter Rebbe writes Hifli?
The Loshon Alter Rebbe is what you say. It's very clear.
A lot. You call Loshon Hifli. But this is from what?
From the Alter Rebbe's letter, the famous letter of Yutes Kislev. He wrote it to, I think, Rebbe Levitz of Bedichev. And you have on line 20. Look in line 20. You have the whole quote of the letter. Line 20. Look in line 20. Says Niskadol v'Niskadesh v'Rabim.
Okay.
Niskadol v'Niskadesh v'Frat v'Einu Kol Asorim v'Amim v'Onu v'Omra Al Zeis Ki Im Me'Eis Avaya Hoyse Zeis Hine Flot V'Nei. They came and all said it's a nest. So now, what? So that they said. So to understand it, we'll get from Yudbeis Thomas. We'll understand what Rebbe means here by Yudbeis Kisei. The Nekude is here. That the Sorim, none of the Sorim were defeated. No one was, the Alter Rebbe, you look in lines 23 and 24, the Alter Rebbe, he brings down, the Alter Rebbe could have taken, Chassidim said, that the Alter Rebbe could have taken, with his wiped his hand on his forehead, and he could have been Mvatel the whole Gzeira. He could have, some Loshen, or by the Alter Rebbe, or someone else could, burn the whole of Peterburg. But if he would have burned the whole of Peterburg, that would have been bitter. He would have broken the opposition. The opposition wasn't broken.
And Kam was the same thing in the Teva, which is even greater because
they came to recognize
in
the logical sequence of the facts how things went wrong. Logic worked out. They came to realize this is amazing. Even though, and this, so we soon want to see what. Okay, we soon want to see from you this Thomas. This
okay, let's see you this Thomas.
This is what Rebbe says here, which is very short. It's very it's hard to catch. When you this Thomas, you have it much clearer. Here the Rebbe says, you this Thomas. Now look at it right in 26. Even though Gimel Thomas was above Teva, it had an effect of the Teva. On the Teva, that the Teva agreed to the Nes. And oh, he is in a Shudah we're getting. On line 27, 28. These are the words we have to say. Now we're going over to the Friedrich Rebbe, right?
Okay.
Please look at these words. This is the word. Now these are the words that Rebbe is going to repeat. You have a lot of Sichas. Now all the Sichas following, the Rebbe keeps on repeating the same words. The same people who arrested the Alter Rebbe, they are the ones who were forced to free him. This is what Rebbe says. That is why, that is it's Malubish B'Teva. These same people had to change their opinion and come to, and free him. That is what the Rebbe says about this Thomas. Now, he looking at line 2, the Rebbe emphasizes more. Yud Beis Thomas, the same person, while he was fully active, now you're going to have to listen to these words because later on, when it comes to Mechemes and Mifetz and Nitzin of Toshin on Aleph, you're going to see the Rebbe is driving the same point again. And so here you have it by Yud Beis Thomas. The same people, these people who arrested Alter Rebbe, they were still in power. That means
right. That's the emissary animal vade that even
then they were not eliminated. It's not like the Nes of Pesach or Purim when the opponent was eliminated. They were not eliminated, right? Fine, wonderful. Now this so you have the same that repeated here. I have all these quotes say the same thing.
It's a different way.
You look at it. And here the Rebbe, he says that the Rebbe says, Einoid Muvade. And then you have a quote here. Oh, one second.
So it's possible to say when Jewish people left Russia in time of Gorbachev and later, and even before, it was also a high level of
Nissen. This is what the Rebbe is saying in the Sikh before Chof Ches Nissen. The Rebbe speaks, the main Sikh is mostly about Mechemes and Mifretz. Then a part of Tzichah also goes on Russia, and this is the words that Rebbe is saying. So we're going to have it soon. Later we're going to have it, and we're going to spell it out. You're going to see very clearly how Rebbe...
Even it looks like it's always everything in Melabish and Teva, right? I mean, it's pressure, economical pressure...
Right.
Military exertion, so to say, of economic, etc. But we're looking outward.
Huh?
We look an output.
An out?
Output.
What the result, in result. Yes, so now, that, 1 second, Reb David. So this is the Nukuda. In order to really understand it, what you're saying is right, to get the whole understanding, to really understand, remember, we have to be able to explain ourselves, that is, this is greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. This is greater than the water turning into blood. It's greater than the candles burning 8 days. Right? We explain that to ourselves to make full sense. So really, to understand it properly, what you're saying is right, to get a full understanding, we have to go and realize that we have to change our understanding from scratch, from Aleph Beis. And this is what we're going to get to. We have to change our whole understanding. And this is what the Rebbe says in the Sikh before Kofas Nissen. And before and after. He's telling, it's what the Rebbe says all along. You have to change your whole awareness about yourself. And that is the way you can to identify.
Okay. It will be a situation when somebody find some person very influential and give him a really, really big bribe. And for example, Alter Rebbe will be released, or Friedrich Rebbe. It's more hard to image this in Russia, time of Russia, right? But let's say if it will be this way, it also will be miracles.
It's very hard to answer. Someone told me that he had I don't want to go into some, but I let's not. It's hard to say what would have happened. Let's take the situation the way it is. We have it all.
What stayed behind this? It was financial pressure.
Reb David,
put on Russia.
No, Reb David, we'll get to it. Why do you have to try? You have the point to get the whole understanding. We're going to get to it.
Okay.
So now here number four. Is actually here you have the key to the answer, and it's written out here in number four. It's written out very clearly here. Number four, it's amazing. And this is a mime of the Rebbe. Here, the Rebbe says, "We learn a very lot about in the Rebbe's sichas. Rebbe's sichas, you learn especially a lot about the Ness and the Teva coming together, right?" It's a very common thing. We learn about it very lot, right? So this is something which is brought out in the Rebbe's Sukkot more than anywhere else. Even though it's mentioned before, but it's not the same way the Rebbe deals with it. But let's not go into that now. Here, in this minor here, the Rebbe is telling us, which is actually in the second section of it, going from lines 13 to 14, the Rebbe says, no, you have to listen to this, on lines 13 to 14. When you have the Ness and Teva coming together, you can be amazed, yeah, how the Ness and the Teva came together. It's amazing how the Ness and Teva combine together and they work along. That means, and you'll be amazed by that fact. The Rebbe says, that is not the Giloy of Atzmus. As long as you are amazed, you see there's something wondrous going on here that is not the Giloy of Atzmus. How is the Giloy of Atzmus? Here you go on line number one here, next page, that when it is not seen as something which is above the norm. You see that in the words? And so if the Rebbe David, you look on the next page, on lines 1 to 2, that this is to the vote here. They were in power still. The opponent was still in power.
Wait, what's the whole?
There was the
Zeshatev Avol.
Like Rabbi David just now said, it happened in a very logical way. There was power, influence. It was purely logical. Oh, as soon as it's purely logical, and there's nothing wondrous about it. That is Gilei Atzmus. That's Gilei Atzmus. Because what? The world here goes along with the Torah, without any Pella. That is Gilei Atzmus. And this is what the Rebbe says here in this moment.
Wait, I don't get this.
You want to get
I didn't get
it. So just repeat the words. The understanding behind it, we'll get to it later. But let's just repeat the words of the Rebbe saying here. The Rebbe saying here very clearly that as long as you see something, it's, let's say, it's like people always telling stories about different things, experiences. It goes through, and Hashem helps them despite all the challenges, right? So it's something of what, yeah. That is not. So that, the Rebbe says, that is not what we're talking about. Here the Nekuda is, when the world pushes, you're a normal person, perfectly normal, and things, the life goes along with Torah. That is Gidei Atzmus. That is the great, there the Rebbe, this is what Rebbe says it, you don't need a Nes. So now the Rebbe is telling us, take all Nisim, put them aside, this is not what we want, this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about something when the world goes along with the program of the Torah. And that is how, that is, at that point, you have Nisim and Tevo, Nisim have no significance. Lose their value at that point.
This quote.
Yeah.
This, that the Seva Mahal is being Niskasher is only
913.
So it is a Avo. This that the Teva Atzmoy was in a way that it was not. Meaning. So wait, what is this meaning of Gili or in some shalom? I'm a Seva Mahal Mechibur of the Nes a Teva. What is that?
What would be the
what's the expression? Yeah, what's the expression of
I
that?
I don't know. So let's see. I don't know. You have just this in mind. We'll get because.
If the Teva and the Nes are uniting, that's what it means, right? That the Teva remains Teva and the Nes is Nes.
That means everything you learned in the Rebbe about Nisim and Teva coming to beg, all these amazing things. But as long as you can sense there's something here above the normal, that is not what the Rebbe is referring to.
Well, he's saying, this Oifi of Nes, about Yud Bez Kislev.
Here the Rebbe is talking about Yud Bez
Tav. Oh, Yud Bez Kislev. Yeah, right. Yud Bez whatever, both.
Yeah, talking about both. You're right.
This is a higher level.
Yeah, because the what happened was, the nothing in the Teva, this is the point where we have. Nothing in the Teva was shattered. The thing went, like the Prophet said, to pressure here, there, whatever you want to say. It worked in the context of Teva. And if what happened was the Friedrich Rebbe was free. The result was, the result was achieved. Now why is that? So here the Rebbe says, that, at that point, you don't need a Nes. We need a Nes till, in all situations, when things don't go properly, that's when you need a Nes. Here, this includes more than the Nes. Okay? This includes more than the Nes. And it means it includes more than the candle burning 8 days. Includes more than creates sounds of etc. When the Teva goes along with the program. Why is that such a big Nes? That's what we're going to get to soon. But that's the definition of it, the description is that there is nothing wondrous about it. It's just purely the Nekudah. Just let me say one more word here. The Nekudah is the words that Rebbe keeps on repeating by Yud Bez Tammuz, that the same person, when he is still in power, remember, usually Nes works that the person, the troublemaker, is eliminated. No, he's talking about the person. A person is in power, and he switches his decision. That is coming from the Torah. It says about Achashverosh that Nes of Purim is so great. Torah says, I quoted here somewhere. The Nes of Purim is so great. Why? Because Achashverosh is the same person who allowed the decree went and turned back on his own decision. And allowed to annul the decree. That's what Torah says about Purim. But remember, the Rebbe is taking this concept of Torah says about Purim and placing it on Yud Beis on Shabbos HaGadol, on Yud Teskis and Yud Beis Tammuz. Purim, the Rebbe says, is a category of the other type where the Nes, the position was crushed, like we had before from Chelik Yud Beis, but the Rebbe says, Purim, the position was crushed. So the source of the Rebbe, the whole of this whole concept is coming from Torah about Purim, but the Rebbe is taking it away from Purim and placing it on these Nisim, because by Purim was a very minimal point. Achashverosh switched. What about Haman? Haman was hung. What about all the other opponents that were crushed? They were killed. The only truth where this was carried out by Purim was only by Achashverosh. But the Rebbe is using it for everything. Yeah.
It's actually, I wouldn't say it. It's like two type of Nes over here. One was when opposition is crushed, it's about Haman. And another was Achashverosh, when everything like Melabish and Teva, and everything looks very logical. Hey, he didn't sleep. But I'm sorry to say, but
yeah.
My understanding, I have chutzpah to offer this.
Carry on.
It's it means that Hashem revelation was on such high level that opposition was influenced by this revelation, but this light such way that it changed its nature. And because of this, these miracles appear right very logical way.
You know what it means? When I go to see, I walk down the road and I see a goy, and I manage to speak to him about something of Yiddishkeit, that is the nest what the Rebbe is talking about here. This is what the Rebbe calls a nest. What we consider, and that is just normal interaction. No, this is a nest. So the change of nature, remember we're talking about change of nature, means that nothing phenomenal is happening over here. It's just that I managed to coordinate with this goy. I managed to send a delegation to Washington, and they spoke to Trump, and Trump is nice to them. Whatever. All these normal circumstances, this is what the Rebbe is saying. So that is it. The words to use here, the words to use is the words coming from Torah. Hapesha osa pesha hita. The point is the very same person who said no, he's the one who says yes. He's not eliminated. Now by Purim, Achashverosh were the one who switched. What about Haman? Haman didn't switch. By Yud Beis Tammuz, the nest of Yud Beis Tammuz is the opposition remained. Now, this is why Yud Beis Tammuz is so much greater. Because opposition remained the same opposition as before. This is Yud Beis Tammuz, the opposition. These people who allowed the Friedrich Rebbe to be free kept on fighting against Torah. They remained in opposition. While they were in opposition, they switched their opinion. So this is an akudah, which is much greater than it was by Purim. The Torah says it by Purim, but the Rebbe is taking it to Yud Beis Tammuz, where there was on a far, much on a higher level.
Fine. Wait, is this the difference? I'm saying the one in this sikha here. This
what? So this there couldn't this again this
in this mimer.
You mefeirish. He says it very clearly. Look at it. The on line one, the point there was if the Russian authorities would have been crushed, the communist authorities would have been crushed. That would not be such a great nest. If those people who Nachmas and Alulu would have been, let's say, crushed, they would have been, later on they were killed. Let's say they would have been killed then. Right?
So
then it would have been the nest. Here, Nachmas and Alulu were in power, they were in the same authority, and they were changed. So the Golos, remember, the Kuda is, this is the Kuda we're saying all along, the Golos did not go away. The moment you take the Golos and you crush it, that is not the good of what
you're talking
about.
So it would have been like Haman would have like changed his perspective.
Right. Yeah.
That would have been. That's like the difference.
That. Yeah. Wonderful. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Right. Now, why do you change the perspective in many ways? Here that Rebbe says by force. Here we're soon going to get to. In our days, if we're having a new level, not only by force, you can do it in normal interaction without even using force. That is what but this is an akudah. Yes. Yeah. But
what I
you carry on.
So to say suggest is it logical for you?
What do you mean?
I say that it's this miracles, which is on highest level of miracles. It's possible to explain like Atzmus is revealed. It's such revelation, such. That the light coming into this reality, that klipa changed his.
So the true word wouldn't be light, because we talk about atzmos. Oed is revelation. When we're talking about atzmos, atzmos doesn't really express itself in light. Atzmos expresses itself in action. So what it is, I'm speaking to the person and he goes along with me. And not only goes along with me, I prepare the logical setting for it. Everything goes according to normal thing, and it's working to the way the Torah wants. So that is, it's not so much, at the moment you start saying light and revelation, it's not really, doesn't bring out the idea.
Because
so we're talking about something, there's no expression of, no sensation here, there's no excitement, it's just working perfectly normal, the normal channels of things, it works out the way the Torah wants it to work out. And that is atoms. And this is the Nakuda we're talking about over here. Now if you look at number five, you have here, that here, Rebbe, it's a different sikha of Yud Beis Tammuz. The Rebbe says that those people, he's talking about the people who were involved in Yud Beis Tammuz to help the Friedrich Rebbe, they were, no one was hurt. So the Rebbe says it wasn't a nest. Al piteva, they couldn't be hurt. See the words? Al piteva, on lines 3 to 8. Al piteva, they could not be heard. So what the Rebbe is doing, and you have some quotes here below, you have some other places the Rebbe said the same thing, that there's a certain point where you can do things in normal life, in this world. The Rebbe in that sefer is talking about Yud Beis Tam, there were a lot of people involved in helping the Friedrich Rebbe. There in Russia, to do anything for Torah mitzvah was with a great risk. Here, people went openly to help, intervene for the Friedrich Rebbe, etc., etc., etc. No one was hurt. And the whole question wasn't raised. People just went and did for the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe said that is a ness above all in Nissen. That, like, no one was affected at all. And not only that, the Rebbe said that those who got involved, it wasn't as a ness, the fact they're not being, no, it wasn't as a ness, it was a normal thing. They went and helped, they got involved, and the fact that no one was hurt was accepted to be a perfect normal thing. So this is what you see, where the ness comes a teva mamish, it's a normal thing. Okay, you have such a situation, we're in Russia, in communist Russia, we have to help the Friedrich Rebbe. So the fact that no one is being affected is perfectly normal. That is when the ness comes to heaven. And this is the type of ness we're talking about here, where it comes perfect normal, where the ness comes perfect normal life. Right? Reb Dov is saying, oh, good. We'll get to it soon more, but that's what it is. It's pure, it's pure dry facts. Things work out properly. Right? That's what it is. It's normal channels of teva. Now we're going into Melchemes. We're going over. This is all Yud Beis Tamas and Yud Beis Kislev. Now we're going over to Melchemes Hamifretz. So now you look here. Yeah.
Now I have a question.
What's that?
How to apply this to our life, to our everyday life?
We're soon going to get to it. It's very simple. You just the way. It's not. There's no. No. There's no. Here. There's no question at all. Here. There's no question at all. Why? What you have to do here is just do it and it will work. That's what it is. There is no wonder over here. As long as there's some wonder here, then how can I do it? Here we're talking about, no, the Rebbe is telling you, if you will just go along and do what the Torah tells you, you will see it works. So I had a conversation with someone yesterday. So he told me, you know, this is the regular thinking of people. He told me, look, I gave tzedakah, and he gave stock more than they gave last year, and my income is less than last year. So he says it doesn't always work. And this is the common conversation of people, that it's the Torah says so, and it doesn't really work. And that was once upon a time true, because the Rambam says in Svana Golas, you don't see the reward of Torah. And the Rebbe is telling us from Tov Shin Yud that is not true. So I told that person yesterday, I told him, okay, it is not true. And that is what the Rebbe has been telling us for 42 years, that it's not true. So if your income, you gave more stock and your income has come less, so there's something wrong somewhere what you're doing. Let's not use the word wrong. You are not using your potential to increase interior mitzvahs or to find way how to help yourself. Because if you would, if something
does not
work,
what does the guy do?
That's not gay what he does.
He has to make a keli.
It's a conversation which I have. The conversation I have tens of times, and just he happened to be. I'm speaking one-on-one, so I could answer him. So I told him, no, it's not true. There is no other answer to that. It's not true. What does it mean? It means that if I do not see the progress in my life, there's only one answer to that, and that is me, myself. And that is to find how to make progress. That's it. I didn't tear your mitzvahs, or into trying to help myself in either one of them. But that is, it is only me to ask. When the Rebbe says, I give it over to you, from now on, there's only me, myself, to ask. Okay? So we have a situation, like last week, right? We had a whole situation about it. So there's one answer to that, and that is that I have to find the solution to that. And that is the answer.
Was my own thing?
No, but talking about myself. But me, not about you. Okay? Fine. Okay. Let me just put it in these words. The moment someone comes to realize that he has to answer to his situation, that he has the scholars of Gula. Okay? Say? Scholars of Gula. That is the scholars of Gula. The moment person realizes that I have to answer because this is what the Torah said. The Torah says you do what the Torah says. Moshe better give the Torah. The Torah says do what the Torah says and you're going to see the reward. There's an exception to that. That is Managolis. Now the Rebbe is telling us, okay, start following the program of the Torah and you will see the reward. So as soon as a person comes to realize that I have to answer to my situation, he has the gula. This is the gather of gula. The gula is part of what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah. There's an exception to that. The Rambam says, in Zman HaGolus. The moment comes to moment the person realizes that I have to go follow what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and the Rebbe says that we can do it today, this is the whole thing what the Rebbe is telling us, that is his gaza gula, because according to Torah, what is gula? Gula is a yid can help himself by doing Torah mitzvahs. So the person, once a person realizes that I have to answer to my situation, that is a gula. Fine? Once a person realizes that he has to help himself, he will find the ways how to help himself. Once he said, Mosai, why is my situation like this? Why did it not change? So once I say Ad Mosai, and I realize the only person to answer Ad Mosai is me, myself, because Abel should work through me. So therefore, once I come to realize that it's up to me, then what's the next reaction? The next action is I'm going to start doing. Once I do it, I'm going to see the results. Say that? Good? Reb David, one of the first things I did...
One second. One of the first things I did when...
Right, say that. Fine. Okay, can we go, Rabbi, can we go further or?
It will be Mincha 7 o'clock.
I don't think.
Mincha 7.
Six to seven. It will be Mincha.